When a grandparent becomes a mentor to a grandchild, they're essentially discipling. And when you disciple, you hand down your faith not just to that generation, but to potentially two, three, or even more generations. This wisdom-filled quote came from the Christian Grandparenting Network. If you're a grandparent, are you intentionally discipling your grandkids? Are you pouring spiritual truth and life into them? Dr. Josh Mulvihill is the Executive Director of the Church and Family Ministry at Renew a Nation, a ministry helping children develop a biblical worldview. He served as a pastor for nearly 20 years, has a PhD in family ministry, serves as the vice chairman of the board of Awana, is the assistant editor for the Renew magazine, and is the author and editor of 10 books on parenting and grandparenting, including Biblical Grandparenting, Preparing Children for Marriage, Biblical Worldview, and 50 Things Every Child Needs to Know Before Leaving Home. That one I've got to get my hands on. As a pastor, Josh realized that most parents were not prioritizing the discipleship of their children. Churches had somewhat taken on this role, and that Christian grandparents had adopted society's ideas about grandparenting and had no vision for their biblical role. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin. Thank you for joining us this week as we grab a hold of the precious topic of grandparenting with Executive Director of Ministry at Renew a Nation, Josh Mulvihill. Josh, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, and it's fantastic to be with you.
I thank you for jumping on. I'm looking at your bio. Wait till people find out you're married to Jen. You homeschool your five children. I've got four and I lost half my hair. It's now growing in again. Way to go for that. Woot woot.
Yeah.
And you also, like, that's not enough with that bio you've got going on. You also have a hobby farm. I don't know what a hobby farm is. I grew up on a farm. There's no hobby about it. You raise pigs, chickens, black lab named Liberty. And you blog at gospelshapefamily.com, enjoy camping with friends, reading a great book around the fire, catching fish in Minnesota lakes. How in the world do you have time to fish and read with a plethora of world-changing projects you have going on at the moment?
In the morning, early. I get up early.
So do all five of your kids, how old are your kids?
16 is the oldest, all the way down to 7 is the youngest, and then 10, 11, and 13 in the middle.
Unbelievable. Do they all help out with feeding the pigs, chickens, and getting the crops?
Yes, we don't do crops, but I just got a text from my 16-year-old. He said, "Dad, the cows are out."
Did they get loose?
Luring them back with some, with some food. So,
oh my gosh. Okay, for the people tuning in and you've never seen what that is or how that happens or what it's like, hoarding them back in. I don't even know how to explain it. I have to tell you, Josh, that was my most favorite memories growing up on the farm. When the cows would get loose, my mom's yelling because they're running through our rose bushes. It was, and the sad thing is when my parents weren't looking, I was chasing them further out just so the fiasco could last longer. Do you need to give them backup or do you think your kids got a hold of this?
Well, we'll find out. It's happening right now. So they're wrangling them back in by themselves.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, let's just keep proceeding. If you hear a moo in the background, let me know. We'll stop and we'll figure this out. Josh, how might all generations here, even our listeners who are not grandparents, benefit from your message today about grandparenting?
Well, it's a shock for some to realize that the average age that a person becomes a grandparent is between the age of 46 and 53. It's a lot younger than most people realize. And so what that means is that, I'm a parent of five. I am almost a shoe-in to be a grandparent at this point. And we need to know what we're called to do by the Lord. And so this will help those that are on that path, the future grandparents, to know what they're to do before, rather than figuring it out on the backside. And then, of course, grandparents need crystal clarity about what God has given them as a role from Scripture. And then, of course, all of the different challenges, dynamics, just the day-to-day kinds of things that we navigate as parents and grandparents. We're on the same team. We have the same goal. We want to see our kids and our grandkids know, love, and serve Jesus. And we need to figure out how we work together and work through some of the challenges that exist. And of course, the Bible, the Bible addresses a lot of those kinds of topics that are really helpful for us as we navigate the world of parenting and grandparenting together.
And you probably have a lot more grandparents living with parents, at least from what I am hearing. Are you hearing the same thing? Is that the trend today?
It's gone up a lot due to, I think it's something in the ballpark of like 35 or 40% of Wow. kids today are born to single parent homes. And so you never have a single mom or dad in the sense of there's always a second party in the background, whether it's a church, whether it's a government agency, or oftentimes more than not, it's a grandparent that steps in either a significant surrogate role or fully as the new parent because the parent's not able or present. And in those situations, of course, it's a, you know, it's kind of a combo parent-grandparent role, and that becomes challenging to figure out where are the lines, what is my role, how do I do this well. And any grandparent that's been thrust into that role, nobody, you know, with my five kids, I don't think, hey, this is going to be my future. And so it's a difficult emotional reality for a lot of grandparents when they hit that. And I like to talk about that really as a unexpected opportunity rather than, you know, how we respond with the man, you know, the pity party, none of us want the trials and the challenges that come with that. But God's put grandparents, I think that's one of the reasons God has created grandparents in the role that he has. I call them the last line of defense in the family. So God's created a fallback option when the family has challenges and is broken and is messy. And so that's a good thing. This, you know, that last line of defense is the catch before, you know, the non-family has to step in. And so, but we're seeing that more and more. I think the numbers I read a few years ago was there was about 7 million grandparents raising grandkids in America. There are 55 million children, child age kids. So that's a pretty good percentage. And I'm going to guess that number has only gone up. That was really what my research was. I just read cover to cover through the Bible, wrote a biblical theology of grandparenting, put it in readable language, and the Lord's used that in ways that I've not imagined. And the good thing is, I think out of that, individuals are just surprised that the Bible has so much to say about grandparenting. Many individuals have said, you know, the word grandparenting's really not present in the Bible, so it doesn't have much to say about it. And they're right. If you look in a concordance, the Bible only had, you know, the word grandparent or grandparenting only shows up a couple times. But, and this will be a fun exercise for the listeners, you know, pull out your concordance and look at the phrases like children's children, son's son, father's father's, forefathers, which is like grandfathers, or fathers sometimes, generations. These all are the Bible's way of talking about grandparenting. And then when you start to look at the, you know, what God says in those passages, it gets really prescriptive, God does, about what grandparents are aiming at, what they're even to do. We could walk through some of those if you wanted. But the fun thing is, wow, that gets really clear. And then it's simply, you know, it's not Josh's ideas about it. It's just simply saying, are we living this way? Or are we living in accordance to a different form of grandparenting, which our culture has really strong messages about? And a lot of Christian grandparents have absorbed those unknowingly and unintentionally, and it just limits the influence they can have and they want to have. And so as we point out the differences, then it becomes really, I mean, for a lot of grandparents, it's like, boom, I didn't even realize that's not my intention. And it's this huge paradigm shift then that happens. And it's like, wow, I've got this really important purpose at this stage of my life that God's called me to. And it's just really energizing for a lot of grandparents. And like my kids, five of them, I want them to love Jesus with everything that they have. And there are so many things working against that today. To have other people in their court that love them, that are helping towards that end. Praise the Lord for grandparents that will step into that kind of role.
Absolutely. It's like a win-win. Okay, we're going to be right back to Gab more about grandparenting right after this. What if there was a safe, drug-free way to help your anxiety and stress levels? Well, now there is with Restore Patch. It's great for anyone suffering from fear, anxiety, sleep issues, lack of energy, or even migraines. It's the latest in wearable technology, a simple, all-natural, chemical-free wearable patch. Risk-free with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I'm just less anxious, I'm happier, I'm calmer.
I've had both of these together all day, been focused, been great.
I decided to give these a try because I just wanted to give my body a break, but I wanted to do so without chemicals, without prescription medications, and this has been great.
I was skeptical and I tried it, and I am beyond thrilled that I did.
I'm telling you, this is everything I've ever needed.
Anyone can benefit from Restore Patch. To help your body get back on track or keep it there, just go to restorepatch.com and use code Tina at checkout to get 10% off.
Hi, this is Kevin Sorbo, and I want to introduce you to Equipping the Persecuted and their important work in Nigeria. The mission of Equipping the Persecuted is, as the name states, to equip our brothers and sisters in any way that we can. People in Nigeria are suffering at the hand of terrorists for their faith in Jesus. Sadly, very little is being done to create a lasting solution. That's where we step in. Our goal is to protect, rebuild, and strengthen families in both body and spirit. We are prepared with the resources necessary to respond after an attack. We provide medical aid, food, and a team to pray and comfort victims. Our persecuted brothers and sisters need your help. Take action today with a monthly gift of $20 or more at equippingthepersecuted.org. That's equippingthepersecuted.org. Thank you for your time.
Hey, everybody. If you haven't read the book Countercultural Parenting by Lee Nienhuis, you have to check it out. Just go to counterculturemom.com, click on the store tab, and you will see the Countercultural Parenting book. It talks all about building character in a world of compromise. The message of this book fits so perfectly with our mission. Use code TINA15, no spaces, at checkout to save 15% off this book or any other goods in our store. Once again, use code TINA15, TINA15, no spaces, at checkout to get 15% off your entire order. This book would make a phenomenal gift at Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all year round. Josh, you have my head spinning. We got to dig into what the culture is telling grandparents about what their role should look like. And a lot of people, like you said, before commercial break, a lot of grandparents are not even realizing that they're not living the way God intended them to live, to be the influence they need to be for their grandkids. So before we dig into what the Bible says, the amazing plethora of knowledge you got in your head, can you explain what grandparents might be doing wrong and what society and culture is telling them that affects their generational relationships with their grandkids?
I summarize it with two words. It's indulgence and independence. So indulgence, our society says, spoil your grandkids, have fun with them, and then send them home to mom and dad where the real work of spiritual formation is done. Maybe you can be a Christian influence example to your grandkids, but that's kind of the extent of it. And so what happens if grandparents buy into this? We're like the fun factory, spoil, you know, we give them mounds of sugar and, you know, it's not wrong to have fun with grandkids. But if that's the totality and the end goal, we've just fallen short. And so grandparents, they get told that all the time, like, you're just to spoil, have fun. And so we need to recognize that's not the totality. The second one is independence. Essentially, our society tells grandparents, don't be a burden, don't overstep, don't engage beyond whatever this line is. And so grandparents end up living this independent life often from their family, where they may see them in the holiday seasons or a couple other key times of the year. But because we've created this this kind of this social contract that emotionally, physically separates the generations,
yes.
It makes it really difficult to have in-depth relationships emotionally and otherwise, as well as this strong spiritual influence that, you know, all Christians want to have. And it requires like these weird bridges to be built in order to do that. And so part of that means us as parents need to recognize God's given grandparents a role. Therefore, we need to invite that, open the gate, we're the gatekeeper, let grandparents have a role. Of course, there's all kinds of dynamics with boundaries and things. Like, I get that in some family circumstances that's needed, but I'm just talking generalities here. And grandparents may need to realize, man, I need to do some things to what I can do to close the gap, to close the distance. And I think today there's a lot of things that can be done. There's technology and there's time and there's distance. So those are three levers that can be pulled by any grandparents to go, if it's possible, increase your time, because time equals influence, and
yes,
spell love, T-I-M-E. And so that, you know, if you happen to live in close proximity to your grandkids, increase, you know, pull that lever, that time lever.
Yep.
Distance is another one. A lot of grandparents that begin to learn what their role is have then chosen to either not move away purposefully, or typically grandparents have a little more flexible schedule than, you know, than my stage of life or your stage of life. So grandparents can then prioritize traveling, and that's a good thing. So make the week-long trip. Be at the important life moments if
yes.
there are some milestones. Have a Bible study by Zoom or other video link. I know some grandparents that they're reading through the book, Exploring the Bible, with grandchild and grandfather. Each week they do, they each have their book on, you know, they're far away. And my dad, my kid's grandparents, grandfather, they do weekly Bible memorization. They each memorize the same verse. They call on the phone. They chat for hours, and then they work through the Bible memorization.
I really love that. And I just want to put this in the mix. If there's people watching saying, well, that's easy for you guys to be talking about, my spouse is gone, there is no grandfather in the mix for our grandkids, I want to tell everybody watching this right now, if you're the older generation, you've lived through a lot, find a neighbor who's got young kids and speak into their lives and be a grandparent to them. We have a phenomenal woman. I'm going to start crying here. Her name is Joyce. She was cooking at Publix here in Nashville. We met her 4 years ago, 5 years ago now, after a church service. And she made the most mouth-watering pancakes. And I literally told her, ma'am, just throw them on a plate. My kids are hungry. We just want them quiet. Throw it in a plate, they'll be fine. I just want to put a little whipped cream and some berries and syrup. Literally, she was amazing. Dish this up, and I said, hey, if you ever want to watch our kids, my husband's like, background check. I wasn't joking. We had just moved to Nashville. Point is, she has embraced my kids as if they were her own. When I go up for a speaking event and Luke's out of town, whatever the case is, she's here hanging out with the kids, walking the dog with the kids. What a biblical, amazing role model. And I told her, you have to live to 150 years old. I can't even think about the fact that you just got to live forever. So speak into and pour your lives into somebody else across the street. If your grandkids are farther away, still do that. But also look at who's right across the street. What I'm thinking is also helping as grandparents is when the grandparents tell their grandchildren certain hard topics to talk about and what the Bible says about it. The grandkids are going to absorb that easier, I believe, from a grandparent than their own parent. There's benefits to that. So like the homosexuality or no sex before marriage, all of these things that God wants so we live according to his word, but then also we have no regrets and we're safe and protected because he loves us and we want to do the right thing. Those things will be easier talked about, I believe, with a grandparent just because they're not there every day type of deal for the most part. Okay. Yeah. We've got to go to a commercial break. It's killing me, but we have to talk about conflict right after this short break.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
The public education system is a burning building, but our children don't have to be trapped in the flames of anti-God, anti-American, and anti-freedom agendas. Rescue your children today. My Father's World can help. With a Bible-centered complete curriculum for preschool through high school, My Father's World returns the focus to God, family, community, and patriotism. Join the nearly 250,000 families who have already escaped public education through homeschooling. My Father's World can also help you bring real education reform to your community with a micro school or Christian school. Visit mfwbooks.com/fortina or scan the QR code for more information and get your special offer. That's mfwbooks.com/4Tina for homeschool, micro school, and preschool. My Father's World is your solution.
Josh, you're killing me. Way too much info here today. My brain is smoking. Can you offer some encouragement for the parents out there who are experiencing conflict with a grandparent or don't agree with how their mom or dad is grandparenting their children?
I love grandparents asking. This is like the golden question right here. Just ask the question, how can we help? And see what an adult child says. You're gonna find out what's important to them and where you can engage, and just do that to start. And I think as that relationship begins to build, you'll have other opportunities. The Bible is also very clear on how to navigate conflict. Matthew 18, Galatians 6. We need to follow what the Bible says for conflict because that's God's plan and priority and principles. If there's a prodigal child or an adult child that won't let a grandparent talk about Jesus, you can pray. They can never stop you from praying, and prayer is powerful. Invite others to pray with you, to pray for you, to pray for your children and grandchildren. There is a prayer ministry that Christian Grandparent Network has for grandparents called the GAP Groups, Grandparents at Prayer. That often grandparents utilize that as a support group when there are difficult relational issues or they just need help. And I would say go check that out at christiangrandparenting.com and you'll find wonderful support there.
Okay, and I just quickly looked it up. We got christiangrandparenting.com right here. It looks phenomenal. A lot of great resources. They have the About Us page, whole resource tab, and how grandparents can get in the mix. Excellent blog posts, A Change of Traditions, Unleashing the Power of the Spoken Blessing, 7 Practical Ideas for Sharing Your Testimony with Your Grandchildren. This looks absolutely phenomenal. You also have a whole host of books and resources. Your ministry, Renew a Nation, they have to go there to find out more about your ministry. Honing in on children by giving them a biblical worldview. This is a must. You can find Josh's amazing info at renewanation.org, renewanation.org. Can you tell us what we can find on your fantastic website?
Yeah, if you go in the store section, you'll see a number of the grandparenting books, and those would be helpful. A good starting point is either biblical grandparenting, if you want a really deep dive, meaty, biblical understanding of this topic, or grandparenting, the book, that orange one is a really good, kind of easy read, has a study guide and a DVD series. And then that green one is like hundreds of discipleship ideas, discipling your grandchildren.
Oh, I'm going to rattle off for everybody that's tuning in via SiriusXM radio, you name it. Here are some book resource titles. Why Social Justice is Not Biblical Justice. 50 Things Every Child Needs to Know Before Leaving Home. I got to get my hands on that. Am I kidding? You're phenomenal. Thank you for your grandparenting tips as a parent, not a grandparent, because you really brought an extra oomph to this series. To watch the rest of this fantastic grandparenting series, just go to counterculturemom.com, click on the tab at the top of the website that says watch show and watch away. Share these episodes, everybody, because I can tell you, everybody is either a parent, a teen, or a grandparent. Go get them, Josh. Keep up the excellent work.